4 CPA Mobile.
And 4DJC.
4DJC, KV4 CPA.
Hey, David, I thought you'd be out flying today.
From there, and, evidently, I'm going through an intersection here, and they, four-way stop, and they had an accident. Evidently, somebody didn't stop. I don't think anybody's hurt, hopefully. Hopefully not.
Crash, it didn't happen or did happen?
I saw the front end of one car tore up, and I don't know if he... I couldn't tell about the other car, if he got rear-ended or what, or hitting the side, you know, T-bone, I couldn't tell.
Did you fly any, or do you just watch?
I just sat there to watch. Dave was up there flying a plane that he built, and Steve had his plane up there, but it was just, the wind was picking up, and he didn't want to fly it in the wind, so, and I really don't blame him, so, anyway.
Passed out a little earlier. It seems pretty nice. It was a little windy. Probably not as bad. I'm kind of in a protected area, but it just didn't seem to be quite as bad here as it is maybe out in the open somewhere, but it was a little windier than I would like to fly in.
This is up on a knoll, and it's there's not any trees around. Yeah, of course, I mean, you know, you gotta have open space to fly, and but it's nice. It's got a fairly smooth runway, and you know, for grass runway, and they had a couple of jets they were flying, and the rest of them were prop. And I asked him if anybody there had a gas engine plane, and they said, no, everybody's electric. And I said, so if I bring my plane up here, I'm going to be the only one that's making a lot of noise.
Guess so. I imagine a lot of people do fly electric now. It's a lot easier. It's certainly not as messy. I don't know that. I'm sure they have electric motors that'll fly them pretty fast, too.
Yep. They'll fly fast. And, well, I tell you, that, they have one plane. He could just stand it straight up, and it would just about hover. I mean, it was really incredible. He could do a knife. I don't know if you know what that is. I'd never heard of that term before, but the plane's on its side, and he flies it in a straight line too. He doesn't have to be turning, and he just, you know, he wasn't that far off the ground and doing a knife. It was just incredible what that plane will do.
So if I got close to the ground, I was headed to the site of the crash.
He had a pretty good sized plane, and he went to take off, and it just went off to the right. I mean, it made almost a 90 degree right turn and right into the, it was like a carport type thing, and there was some stuff in front of it. I couldn't really see what it was because there was a building between us, but it hit that and never got off the ground. But when he picked the plane up and brought it over, near where we were standing was where he was set up, and it didn't look like it had, done much damage at all, so hopefully you can get it back up in the air and figure out what happened.
I usually wasn't that lucky. Mine usually was one of those deals where I had to dig the engine out of the ground or the wings folded up or... Mine was not usually a low-speed crash. It was a high-speed crash from a high height.
Jimmy, I can't remember his call. He told me, he said, and the last thing you need to bring is a paper bag. And I said, yeah, for all the parts when it crashes. He said, right.
That's the truth. I mean, when you crash one of them that hard enough to break that, I don't know how they build planes, or they still build them, stick-built planes like they did, years ago or not, but mine usually had plywood sides, and the engine was mounted on plywood, and when you can hit the ground hard enough to destroy that plywood and mess up the shaft on the end of the engine, it's pretty hard.
One guy was landing, and it almost went nose over, and nose down and flipped. And he said his battery had shifted to the front of the plane and, got it off balance. So he had a little difficulty landing it, but he got it down and it didn't flip over, and but it wanted to. You could tell it was trying.
The only thing that I remember, one of the things I did learn, was if you build it right and build it straight, square, and don't load it up with too much glue and that sort of thing, and get the wings straight when you build them and balance them right to begin with, they fly a lot better, but it was hard to do for me. I didn't have enough room to put one of those. They had a jig. I know you've probably seen them, and I'm sure they still build them. He had a jig for to put the built-up wings on, so you could keep everything straight. That was the biggest problem I had. I didn't have enough room or couldn't afford one of those things. But the people that did have them, that was a pretty neat accessory to have if you built more than a few planes. It'd keep everything nice and square for you.
I checked the balance on this plane, just picking it up by the wing tips, and it was empty. The fuel tank was empty, so... I was holding it at the back of near the back of the wings to balance it. But I imagine when the tank's full, I'll have to hold it at the front, and which would be fine because that means when I'm landing it, it will. Hopefully, it won't have near as much fuel in it, and it won't be too hard to land. It's an overwing design, which Dave says is easier to fly.
The top wings are a little easier to fly, especially if they got a little dihedral in them. At least that was my experience. In my experience, the low wing patterns like the Chaos and the old pattern planes, they were a lot harder to fly for me. And, of course, they flew a lot faster, too, so that was another. I finally did learn how to fly one reasonably well, but it was expensive learning along the way. they just couldn't get out flying enough and didn't really have anybody close by that was, the guy I flew with, he wasn't a whole, he'd been flying a while, but he was a whole lot better than I was. He could get them, you know, he could keep them in the air, but his landings weren't, they were just, they were just shy of a crash. I thought that road was never going to end. I mean, it rode for, seemed like an hour and a half. Took a wrong turn, didn't have a GPS, and I didn't really know where in the heck I was at. But I didn't realize it went that far. Went that far close to GSP. That's a haul.
I take Wade Hampton, and then I take 357 all the way up to Steve's. And this place is right off of 357, so it's you know, it's easy to find, and so anyway, I'll know where to turn next time, and to get there. And of course, there, you know, you have to pay a membership fee and that kind of thing. So, but anyway, I got to get my plane running, make sure it's going to run, and then I'm gonna switch it over to the new control system, because I've got the old 72 megahertz AM, and Dave said that it's just not reliable. And the servos are old in it, and so I'm gonna have to spend some money on it. I got to get a controller, and so I'm just gonna go ahead and get, you know, get the good stuff, and so I won't have to worry about losing it.
Even 72 megahertz, of course, that was when a lot of people ran instead of 27. I ran 27 too early on, but the 72 was good. But just, you know, they got the stuff they got now so much better. Spread spectrum, and it's just a lot better. And everything, the servos will be, same size servos will be a lot more powerful and faster, easier to trim it up, get it responding faster too, I guess. A good investment, because, you know, 9 times out of 10, that's one thing I didn't mess up. I tore up everything else but the servos and the receiver.
That's all inside the plane in the body there, so yeah, it's protected pretty good, and there's some like foam rubber stuff in there. Yeah, it's pretty thin, but at least it, you know, keeps that stuff from sliding around and bouncing around and that kind of thing. I don't imagine I'll be doing any tremendous stunts with this plane, at least not to begin with anyway. I just want to be able to fly it and land it in one piece.
So, that's the goal of everybody, I think, but yeah, I remember there was some company that made some tiny little servos. They used in these little planes, didn't have maybe 14, 15 inch wingspans. I can't remember what the company was now, but they made a They made a four or five channel remote transmitter, and the receiver of that thing was tiny, and had the servos were just, I mean, they were just minuscule. They were only good to, they were only good for that small stuff. It was either bad. I think they were electric powered, maybe, David. I don't know for sure. I guess that's, I don't think they were gas powered, but I think they were electric powered models. But they were all stick built. They didn't have any, you know, they didn't use foam or anything like that because they were so light, I guess. But I remember seeing those, and the ones I had either Catawba made, you know, they made good controls back in those days, and all part of MRC. And I had the nicest one I had was a Kraft. That was kind of the top of the line back in the 70s. I think the last one I had was a Kraft. It was a nice, nice setup. Everything was well built, and it was didn't, even though it was 72 megahertz, it didn't have quite as much interference on that one as some of the other ones. I don't know whether they shielded it better or what, but anyway, well, I'm glad you got to go today. Sorry you didn't get to fly. Maybe when the weather warms up a little bit more, things open up and get my second shot, I'd have to go and watch you guys. And watch being an operative word. That's one thing I don't need to dig back in now. Maybe a drone, maybe sometime in the future. But anyway, I got to run back downstairs for a little bit. Have a nice afternoon. Good talking to you. And it was a beautiful day to be up there today. And hope both other guys were successful in that, though. Didn't have to pick up any parts. KB4CBA and 4DJC. Clear after you, Dave.
All right, Jerry. Well, you have a good afternoon, and good talk to you. And enjoy the rest of your day. It's really nice out here. My thermometer in my car says 55 degrees. But I tell you, the wind was blowing up on that knoll, and it was cold. I had to put my hood up. But anyway, have a good one, and we'll talk to you later. KB4CBA.
4CBA. N4MFW. You didn't use the Milo bag, did you?
I didn't use what kind of bag?
The Milo bag.
Yeah, I didn't fly today, so I didn't need a Milo bag.
This one up, washed and learned, right?
What's one guy, he crashed his plane. He took trying to take off, and I don't know, something went haywire because it just... It was lifted off the ground. It just went to the right. I mean, it took a sharp right turn and flew into a little carport type area. It had some thing, had a grill and some other stuff. I don't know what he hit, but you could hear it hit. I never did see exactly what it hit.
Well, if you think, as long as there wasn't a car in there, you'd be all right.
The car didn't hit a person, so, you know, could have been a lot worse. So, and he brought it, he was set up a couple tables over from us, and it didn't really look like it was hurt. So I don't know if it did any damage to it or not. It might have broken the prop. I never did get to see the prop, but anyway. But he didn't seem to be too upset about it. But he's gonna have to figure out what went wrong, because something definitely went wrong there.
72 megahertz. It could have been anything, because that's used for other stuff now. They want everybody to switch over to the PCM, so you have to look out. Yeah, I remember years ago, we were flying over in Pelzer, at the little flying field I was at. We had all the cars lined up. This one guy, he decided he's going to do a loop. And he went straight up, pulled it over, and as he came back around, he didn't have quite enough speed to, so that the plane sunk a little bit. So when it came around, it went in the driver's side rear window, came out the passenger side window, and Then we had to carry it home in a Apollo back.
I guess he had to buy a couple of windows, too. KB4CPA.
Yeah, once he took all the wings off, he went out to the side like a missile. Because he was cruising pretty good when he come around. He waited too late to shove the throttle forward. So it was like a little rocket. Yeah, I carried my first airplane home in a Bilo bag. It was a styrofoam airplane about 3 feet wide. And you cranked it up, and the engine was wide open. You hung on until it run out of gas. So it had a lot of interference, and the styrofoam just didn't like the speed. And it was all over the sky. At least I wasn't flying it, so it ended up coming down and went right in the center of a tree.
Not too much fun. Yeah. I used to like to play with those styrofoam gliders they came out with, and they were pretty big wingspan, and they were light as a feather, and you know, you could do some little tricks and stunts with them, but of course they didn't have an engine on them or anything. It's just a glider, but it was always, you know, something was always falling off of it, so it kind of, that part got old real fast.
How was it, wasn't a wing that fell off, it has a tendency to drop like a rock for some reason.
I mean, this thing, the rudder would just keep coming off. And I think I wound up having to glue the thing on to keep it to stay on. It's supposed to stay on by itself, but it didn't want to.
It was like that you had this little hinge, and it was best you cut a little slot in the balsa wood and slide half that piece of plastic of the hinge in that little slot. But it was always best to take a pin and glue through there to help secure that thing. That 5 minute epoxy was a good thing to have.
I'm getting ready to pull in the garage here, so I'm gonna, maybe this is my last transmission from the car anyway. Might get on HF in a little while and see what's going on. But anyway, I enjoyed the QSO and hope you have a good rest of the afternoon. And I'll clear out of here after your final KB4CPA73.
You take care. That's a good thing you didn't bring home the Bilo bag. That's great news. Funny thing is, I would get up there and aggravate y'all a little bit. Take care, bud. This is N4MFW Mobile. Be clear.
Mobile, you copy. Give check, please.
Can you?
Yes. 73s, and I appreciate that.